Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new artwork, One and Other. The date today is the 3rd of August 2009 and the time is 16:11. If I can please ask you to state your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
Okay, my name is Derek Harlick and my date of birth is the 4th of November 1972 and I'm from Newcastle.
Lovely. And how are you today, Derek?
I'm pretty good, yeah, slightly anxious, but I'm just looking forward to getting up there.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Have you come down from Newcastle today?
We came down, myself and my fiancé came down last night and spent a day in Islington and around there, and I spent the day in London today, so we've made a bit of an event of it.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And you've come, of course, to stand on the fourth plinth,
yeah,
of Trafalgar Square.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask, what was it that made you apply to be part of this?
Being from Newcastle, Anthony Gormley's quite well known up there. He's obviously done a few pieces for the Baltic and obviously there's the Angel of the North. So a local paper, it just happened that day a client of ours was doing a bit of PR. So we got the local papers in and there was a big story about the fourth plinth. And I think this was back in maybe January, February time. So it was quite early on in the process. And I kind of thought, well, that sounds interesting. So I kind of read a bit more about it and just thought, do you know, they're asking for volunteers. I never put myself forward for anything like this. Mm. So what the hell, I'll just put my name forward and just see what happens. And then out of the blue, about 6 weeks ago, you know, came the you've got a place. So I was kind of like, I'd almost forgotten about it, but yeah, no, I was very excited about it, and I was very excited to be part of a piece of work by Anthony Gormley.
Fabulous. And how did you decide how to use your hour on the plinth?
Well, to be honest, it's kind of, it's been I've been kicking my brains to come up with individual ideas and the likes and really kind of resign myself to the fact that, you know, if it could be quite awkward if I went up there and, you know, had something specific in mind. But actually then it really did occur to me that this was a good opportunity. I'm getting married in just over 2 weeks' time, and I thought this is a great opportunity to actually sit somewhere very different, which is quite an inspirational place, I'm hoping, and actually write my wedding speech for my wedding. So that's what I'm going to try and do while I'm up there. I'm going to try and get most of my wedding speech written in the hour, and depending on how I feel when I'm up there, or depending on how I feel the crowd is, I will see whether maybe I can get some ideas from them on what I could be doing. So yeah, so I'm thinking that, looking back, you know, not only will be an experience on the plinth, but I can say that it then had a direct bearing on my wedding as well, and on what you know, on the speech on the day will actually be inspired from my time on the fourth plinth, I hope.
And does your fiancé know that that's?
Yes, she does. Yes, yeah, and yeah, and she's all for it. She thinks it's a great idea. So, and actually, in reality, it's probably the only hour that I'm going to get a bit of peace and quiet between now and the wedding day, anyway. So it's probably the only hour that I'd actually get a chance to really sit down and do it. So, yeah.
Really romantic.
Yeah, okay. I'm not so much of a romantic person, but yeah, maybe hopefully it will all work out fine. Yeah. Yeah, I've got some books I've taken up with me as well, so I can kind of crib some ideas if I can't.
What books have you got?
Went to Waterstones yesterday and bought how to write a speech, how to write a groom speech, and you know, and sort of ideas for anecdotes and that kind of thing.
Is there anything that you kind of already know you're going to say in the speech? Are there any elements that you could kind of mention now?
I know exactly what elements I've got to put in there, and I know that there's a part of the speech where I was going to have two best men, and one of them is in Australia, and for various circumstances they either won't let him out or Britain won't let him back in again. I'm sure it's nothing dodgy, but so I need to put something in the speech about that. But what I say, I don't know. But I genuinely haven't thought exactly what I'm gonna put in there. But I know the structure because I've got the book now. So no, nothing in particular at this moment.
And what's your fiancé like?
Gillian. She's obviously very, very lovely, which, you know, if you're listening, you ever get to listen to this, Gillian, I've underlined that. She's very determined, headstrong kind of person, very dedicated to what she does. She's a secondary school teacher, and absolutely loves it, and we've been together for quite a long time. We've been together for like 12 years now. So we've not rushed into getting married or anything like that, but and in that time, you know, she's changed incredibly as a person, and you know, we met just as Gillian was going to university, and now, you know, she's got her career, and it's just great. I think the two of us kind of growing together, and we actually ran a business, the business that I run, Mancala, we actually ran that for 2 years together as well, so we know each other very, very well, and we kind of we've worked together, and we just get on great. Yeah, so very happy that we're getting married this year.
Happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And what about you?
Mm-hmm.
What tell me about you.
Okay. I'm originally from Gloucestershire, from a town called Tewkesbury, and moved up to the northeast about 17 years ago, which is now my adopted home, and love the northeast. Absolutely adore it as a place to live. I just wish they'd sort the weather out, but if they could sort that out, it would be the best place to live. I don't know, what can I say about myself? I don't really talk too much about myself, but I run my own business, and employ a small bunch of guys, and we do internet marketing and the likes, which is going very well. And I'm kind of generally quite a social guy who I really can't think of too much to say about me. I'm not I'm just completely stuck on that question. I don't know what to say at all on that.
It's funny, people don't often get asked to talk about themselves. Mm-hmm. I know it's let me ask you a few questions then, perhaps.
Okay, right. Okay. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay. Did you go to university?
Yes, I did.
Where
yes,
did you
I
go?
Went to Northumbria University, which is in Newcastle. And I went there. I'd actually worked for about 6 years. I worked originally in Tewkesbury, and then I got relocated to the northeast, which is how I ended up there. And because I didn't really have much of an education, I got one GCSE, and I was really determined. Actually, I need to, you know, if I'm going to really compete in the job market, I need to get a degree. So I went to university and had an absolute ball. It was the best thing that I'd ever done. So I went quite late on. I was about 22, I think, when I went to university, and just kind of I almost feel there's an element of, actually, you should leave school, spend a couple of years working, then go to university, because God, you'll appreciate it, and you really kind of understand that, you know, it's such a privilege to be able to do that. So and I got a degree in computing, which is kind of almost off the an aside, but yeah, it was definitely a worthwhile experience for me.
Fabulous. And mm-hmm. then did you go straight into setting up your own internet business?
No, I then worked for a company in Sunderland, and ended up spending a year working over in Cumbria at Sellafield. So I spent a year kind of near all the nuclear waste and the likes, and got out of there. I got offered a job down in Buckinghamshire, and helping a I was the first employee for a company called Fresca, who are now quite a fairly large company now, that helped kind of get that off the ground, not so much running it, but being the person there to do all the work. And I spent about 2 years doing that, so I was actually commuting to and from Newcastle down to Buckinghamshire on a weekly basis. And that was a great job. That was a really good job. That was in that was really got me the taste for going out and doing it on my own. But I did miss the northeast, and I did find it incredibly tiring, kind of doing that kind of commute all the time. So hence I went back to North East, and the only way I'd do the job that I wanted to do was to set up my own business, which is what I did, which is about 7 years ago now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how have you found having your own business, especially over the current climate?
It's been up and down. It's okay at the moment, but there was, and a lot of people I talked to in business seem to find this, there was like a cliff in August last year where just business just dropped off the map, and we found that as well, and we did struggle for a bit, but we seem to have come out the other side of that now, and it does seem to be picking up quite nicely again. So I'm quite optimistic that the worst is over, and there's better times ahead.
And what do you like about computing? Is the subject that you studied? And
yeah, well, I mean, it was just it was when I was at school, it was naturally what I was good at, and I was very adamant that I would never go into the computing industry. I wanted to be a cameraman. I wanted to be a TV cameraman, and I went into computing, and it kind of like that just curtailed, and I just followed that path, and it was just a natural path. But now I'm much more into marketing rather than the IT. I kind of tend to employ people to do the IT stuff, and I like the marketing side, which is far more fun and interesting and stimulates me much more.
Mm-hmm. Who do you do marketing for?
Mainly small businesses, and it'll be small businesses on the internet who are looking to, you know, sell online or the likes and trying to find their marketplace. So we will help them do that and help them get a return on investment on any marketing they put in place, and we'll try and find interesting new ways they could market online, which they maybe wouldn't have thought of, and we run lots of seminars to kind of coach businesses to really do the marketing themselves and use us as an advisory service, rather than, particularly with smaller businesses, you know, they wanted to employ companies like us full time, it would be incredibly expensive. There's certain bits they can do themselves, there's certain bits that we can do, and if they focus on the bits they can do, and then we just can add the value on top of that. So yeah, I'm doing a marketing pitch now for Mancala, but yeah, it's kind of but that's, you know, that's I find the whole internet world with businesses absolutely fascinating, because you know, there's so many companies out there who just don't do enough, and there's only small little things they could do which would have a dramatic effect on their business, and that's what I kind of feel that us as a company are out there trying to tell businesses, even if we don't get the business off them. It's almost like, you know, you must be doing this, and particularly in the Northeast, because I'm a big advocate of the Northeast, and I want to see businesses doing well, and I want to see businesses competing on a national level from the Northeast, and there are certain businesses that do, and I just want to kind of almost change the whole mindset of you know, as many businesses as I can, so that they are competing on a national level rather than thinking they're just provincial businesses who, you know, who have no right to exist. It's a level playing field, the internet, so they should look at that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And what do you like so much about the Northeast?
Well, I moved up there when I was 19, and almost straight away I felt welcome, it's got a great, I mean, when I was younger, so yeah, 19 to me late 20s, if you like, it's a great place to party and go out and all that kind of thing, which is very much what I liked in them days, and now it's just that, you know, it's my home now. I know the place so well. I you know, I love most things about it. I wish they'd sort the football club out, but everything else about it I absolutely love, and it's just a nice, it's a big city but very compact, so it's got everything you'd expect from a big city, but very you know, very close together, and that's just, it's just a fantastic place, and it's, you know, on down the quayside is stunning, you know, the bridges and the Sage and the Baltic down there, and you know, lovely venue, lovely area, and yeah, it's I would encourage anyone to who hasn't been to the Northeast to go to the Northeast, because I was, you know, even 17 years ago when I first moved there, I was absolutely taken aback at how different it was to what I imagined it would be like, and I think there's a lot of people who'd be quite happy that people don't know that, but it is you know, it is a great place to go and visit. Yeah.
Do your parents come and visit?
Yeah, occasionally. They'll come once or twice a year. They'll come up and visit and stay with us, and they like it as well. They really like it up there. They now live in Staffordshire, so very different type of place to Stafford. So yeah. Yeah.
And what do your parents do?
They're both retired now. My mum was a care worker, and my dad, I guess, majority of his life kind of worked in security. He's kind of ex-army, that kind of thing. But yeah, they're now both retired. My mum retired in February, and then immediately after she retired, you know, found out she had cancer, which now she's just in the last week or so found out that she, you know, that's just kind of going into remission, which is fantastic. Yeah, it's kind of that's kind of like a, you know, welcome to retirement and all that. But she's done fantastically well, and she can retire properly now. Now she's got that sorted out. My dad retired through ill health, but yeah, I mean they live a normal life, but it's just interesting how I think these things kind of come about, really. Mm-hmm.
And what are your hopes for the future?
Well, getting married in just over 2 weeks, and then my hope is that goes well and all goes as planned. And then I think now it's kind of like this is like a real point in our lives. I mean, we wanted to get married because it was kind of like we need to take, you know, our relationship to another level. Whether that be having kids or whatever it happens to be, but it's kind of like to settle things down, if you like, and also to kind of say to everyone that I think when you've been together for so long and you're not married, I think there's potentially, you know, in other people's eyes, possibly, it might just be my perception, but it's almost like it's not as valid as if you're married. So there's a part of that we kind of just want to validate the fact that, you know, we've had two houses together. We've had a rented flat as well before that, you know, we are in a very serious relationship. But yeah, I think going forward, it's kind of like now's the time to start thinking about, you know, do we want to have kids? Do we want to, what do we want to do? You know, what are we going to do going forward? And yeah. Mm-hmm.
And today you're standing on the fourth pink. What does that mean to you personally?
I'm quite excited. And I just, it's weird because I change my kind of feeling on it quite often. I mean, earlier today I was just a bag of nerves thinking about it. But now I'm kind of here. I feel a little bit less stressed. I might feel differently when I walk out the door. But I feel really privileged to be part of it, and I genuinely kind of like feel that this is something that, you know, is very different. This is just such an unusual project, and just to be part of it, I just think is fantastic. So it just makes me kind of quite honoured to be kind of, I'm part of art for 1 hour is something that I'm guessing that not a huge amount of people are gonna have on that, and on this kind of scale anyway. I mean, obviously lots of people get involved in art, but this is a fairly prestigious project. Well, it's a very prestigious project. So from that point of view, yeah, I just feel really honoured and kind of quite humble for being chosen. Really, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.